You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On Money Control, we have been following the fallout of Johnson & Johnson Private Limited's faulty hip implants in India. And now, after prolonged suffering, the patients finally have a reason to celebrate at least a financial respite. Hi, this is Smita, and on this Money Control podcast, we'll follow the latest development in the story. A landmark decision.
Editor's pick of the day. Compensation finally approved in the Johnson & Johnson faulty hip implant case.
The latest in the Johnson & Johnson's acetabular surface replacement, that is ASR hip implant story, is that the affected patients will get as much as 1.2 crore rupees each and an additional 10 lakh rupees for non-pecuniary losses as compensation. This is truly a momentous decision as it is the first ever instance of compensation being paid for a substandard medical treatment in the country. On the 29th of November 2018, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare approved the formula devised by a government panel of experts determining the quantum of compensation. This has been a long road for patients who have directly suffered as a result of the cobalt and chromium leakages in the blood from the faulty implant and those who have lost a family member due to this. As we have reported in an earlier podcast, patient complaints about the faulty product were first red flagged in India by the then Maharashtra Food and Drug Administration, that is the FDA Commissioner Mahesh Zagre, who escalated the issue to the Regulatory Drug Controller General of India, that is the DGCI office, even as he made a pitch for patient compensation as far back as in 2013. But nothing really changed for those who had already received the implants and were suffering as a result. If you have been following the story with us, you will recall a statement by Malini Asola, co-convener of the All India Drug Action Network in Live Mint, where she had critiqued Johnson & Johnson for denying legitimate claims of patients on the basis of an arbitrary time frame of 10 years set by the company, which had lapsed by the time patients approached the company for reimbursement. Adding to the patients' woes were the numerous medical investigations, procedures and treatments at significant financial cost that they went through prior to revision surgery. As we have also reported before, in the first week of November, Johnson & Johnson announced that it would initiate a new India-specific reimbursement program for patients affected by the faulty hip implant. The new program to be introduced by the company proposed to support patients who have been implanted in India with its ASR hip implant from June 2004 to August 2010 and provide reimbursement if the revision surgery and the tests have taken place within 15 years from the date of the primary hip replacement surgery. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare's decisive step to approve a substantial compensation formula has ensured finally that the recommendations of the expert committee under the chairmanship of Dr. Arun Kumar Agarwal, ex-dean and professor of ENT, Maulana Azad Medical College, New Delhi, do not just remain on paper, and that Johnson & Johnson pays up. The committee has been busy trying to find a solution for a while, and as reported by Mint earlier, its compensation formula was based on the percentage of disability, age factor and risk factor. The compensation amount was to vary from 30 lakh rupees to 1.2 crore rupees. In case the disability was on the higher scale, that is 50%, and the person underwent the hip surgery at a young age of 20, the quantum of compensation was to be over 1.2 crore rupees. The Central Expert Committee examined the existing acts such as the Motor Vehicles Act and the rules for injuries or deaths from clinical trials in India to arrive at the formula for determining the quantum of damages. The compensation will also take into account the cost of living in the future, disturbance of routine and mental agony. If a person underwent a surgery when he or she was 60 years or above and the disability is measured at a scale of 20 to 30%, he or she will be entitled to get a minimum of 30 lakh rupees, reported Mint. Patients can now secure compensation from Johnson & Johnson in days to come. Compensation will be paid in a time-bound manner through bank accounts of affected persons by Johnson & Johnson Private Limited, the Health Ministry said in a statement. Around 100 people fitted with Johnson & Johnson's faulty hip implants have already approached the committee for compensation. Better late than never. Still, the central question that deserves to be repeated is just why did the company deem it fit in the first place to sell faulty products for hip replacement in India? And how did it get away with taking as little responsibility as possible for the aftermath for so long, especially after agreeing to pay damages to the tune of $2.5 billion to around 8,000 US citizens who, like their Indian counterparts, had sued the company after receiving the faulty hip implants? As Indian Express reported, the hip implants were used on patients operations across the country for several years before the company in 2012 was asked to stop import. We quote, in faulty implants, accelerated wear of metal on metal resulted in higher levels of cobalt and chromium in the blood, which led to toxicity. Metal ions damaged tissues and organs, experts found, unquote. Many patients could have also fallen through the gaps also during the prolonged wait for compensation. Around 4,700 ASR surgeries were carried out in India between 2004 and 2010. However, only 1,080 patients could be traced through the ASR helpline. Rajiv Nath, Forum Coordinator, AIMED and Umbrella Association of Indian Manufacturers of Medical Devices, covering all types of medical devices including consumable, disposable, equipments, instruments, electronics, diagnostics and implants, told Live Mint, and we quote, we are glad that the government has listened to patients' angst and concerns. This formula will set a new benchmark internationally, and though loss of life or disability can never be truly compensated to a troubled patient, yet frankly, this will be financially a tall order for any manufacturer to service, and this will open up the insurance sector for product liability insurance in India. Unquote.
Editor's pick of the day. Compensation finally approved in the Johnson & Johnson faulty hip implant case.
As many news sources stated, most notably the Indian Express, the Indian unit of Johnson & Johnson had suppressed key facts on the ill effects of surgeries conducted of patients in India using their faulty hip implants. The financial redressal may be a positive way forward, but the fact remains that India needs more vigilance in monitoring the safety of healthcare products and to ensure that in the future, there are systems in place to prevent similar painful occurrences.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.